I guess we won't make us a remix this time. So if we need to anybody talk, Frosty's not it.
Oh, great. So we're going to have a fucking remix on me. Nice.
All right. We'll wait 30, I guess.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's folks, Mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
Oh, no, some of those nights at work.
That's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm your host, Nevermore, and I'm going to need Frosty and Oink to come help me carry my 50 cal AR so I can go shooting them 10 moving boxes. That little bitch needs, it's like hella heavy. Can y'all get me like an armored up vehicle or something to mount this shit on so I can shoot my AR?
I'll grab the AT forklift.
Jesus. And I just want to say, yes, there are modifications to make an AR a 50 cal, but I have a feeling she does not know that. And she was just, dude, you can hold an AR with two fingers. Just two fingers holding in the air.
But it's as heavy as 10 moving boxes.
See, I did that for hours on end.
And it shoots a 50 cal.
She didn't blink and bat an eye when she was talking about it.
No, either. But did like, you, if you looked at the video, dude, oh, if you look at the video, did you see the dude beside her that was like holding the mic or whatever? And he kind of side glanced to like, oh my God, you're an idiot.
Yep.
So what's sad is this is a repeat term, like third or fourth term elected official. Why we keep electing dumbasses back or reelecting, I should say, back into office? If you want to do gun control, at least know your facts. Number one, it's not an assault rifle. Number two, unless it's heavily modified, it don't shoot no 50 cal. And number three, it barely weighs more than a cup of coffee. Just saying.
It depends on what features you have on it. But for the most part, yeah.
I think I've actually taken, you know, craps heavier than that, than that damn thing. Not that I'm saying I go and I weigh it, but I'm just saying that's how ignorant. Oh my God! I've gotten
to where like everything's an assault, whatever. Like if I need a fork, I need an assault fork, you know, because that seems to be like the magic label. That and my other favorite term is military grade. If it says it's military grade, I ain't buying it because I've seen military grade. It's crap.
Military grade aluminum. Oh fuck! You mean tin can?
Oh, dude, back in the day we had, when we did patrolled the freaking nuke bunkers, we had those Broncos. Those things broke on a nightly basis. We never had Broncos that had tires or steering or a radio or anything that all worked at the same time. Actually had one that if you wanted to fucking turn on the windshield wipers, you had to turn on the radio. The radio didn't work, but that's what made the wipers work because somehow, some way, the mechanics wired it wrong.
Sounds like a couple of the bobtails we have.
Oh, my God.
I'm just sitting here like,
well, which way did it go, George? Which way did it go?
You know, everything's an assault. No, an assault is an actual thing that you go commit. You commit assault. That AR sitting in the corner cannot go assault anybody without you. I mean, I park my freaking pistol on my dresser every damn day, and it's yet to get up and go assault somebody. Y'all crazy bitch. Matter of fact, it's kind of useless. It just sits there and collects dust, and then I have to clean it.
Hate it when that happens.
Sounds like my shotgun and my Pew Pew 15 there in my closet. They just kind of stand up and, yeah, ready to go. But, you know, they haven't done anything.
Oh, dude, if they did, all the guns I just recently inherited, we'd all be dead seven times over. I got like, it's not funny, but it is. My poor dad collected ammunition. I got like 22,000 rounds right now.
Nice.
That's a lightweight.
And that's dividing it in half. So, yeah, my assault revolver and my assault pistol kind of are boring. You know, I tried getting them to get, you know, since they're given so much credit by walking out and doing things on their own, I tried to get it to make dinner, clean the house. It is worthless. It just sits over there collecting dust. Mm-mm. Just don't get it. So I did see an interesting what if, and I know it's just a what if, but whatever. And it was talking about the red flag laws. And they're sitting there and they're talking about a mom, a dad, and their children all settle in for the night. And at 2 a.m. they hear a noise. So dad grabs his gun, goes downstairs. Mom grabs her gun, goes to the kids. And as the perpetrator breaches the door, dad fires. Well, so does mom. It was the SWAT team, and the officers were getting shot at, so they pretty much killed the whole family. Not saying the officers were in the wrong. I'm just saying that's the kind of scenario you get to look at with red flag laws. You're in your home not knowing that you got flagged for something, and they just bust in to take your shit. I'm going to shoot. Not. I mean, it's not like they're going to say, SWAT team, can we come in? So that's...
We're here to grab your weapons.
All this... Hey, there's been a creative little motherfucker, though, making his own little homemade guns and turning them in, and he took all the cash and went and bought him some real ones. That's some shit I'd do. They were given like $250 for shotguns, so he made a couple of shotguns.
Nice. Good on him.
Yeah, he turned in like four, went and got him a 50 cal AR.
That weighs as heavy as 10 boxes.
Oh, God. All I can think is, if it's that freaking heavy, you're going to need a tripod, and it's going to have to be mounted on the hood or the roof or something. Like, I'm going to have it with a tank. Carry around a fucking big old bomb. Going to go shoot my AR now. And what's sad is, what's sad is, it's not that nobody believes them. It's the people that actually believe them. Oh, yes. My God. A 50 cal AR that's so heavy that like three movers have to carry it. I'm like, then how the hell's it doing a mass shooting? He didn't wheel it in on a fucking metal cart. Kind of hard to run into and shoot a place up when your AR weighs more than 10 moving boxes.
Especially when you've seen some of the profiles of some of these guys. I mean, they probably weigh as much as that AR does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
You need one of those, like, train trolley carts and mount it onto that and have to paddle it in and be like, hold on, everybody, hold on. I got to – hold on. Hold on, hold on. Whew. Let me load my 50 cals in it. Now I'm going to shoot you up. Mm. And somebody elected her 3 or 4 times.
What's sad is somebody, you know, is down there in California when they keep electing Nancy Pelosi. I mean, come on. There's got to be a better option than that. Sad thing is, there probably isn't.
Well, knowing a few people from that area that I guess that she was actually the sane one on the ballot.
Wow, I would vote Mickey Mouse. If they're in Cali, Mickey can run. Shit. I'd rather listen to MICKEYMOUSC than her. So how's y'all's week been?
Well, you know, I'm wrapping up a good season there. So I've been doing a lot of different things. Not the normal, you know, cutting grass because, shit, it's fucking 30 degrees now, so that shit stopped growing.
It's 90 still.
Yeah, no, we got termination dust on the mountains.
I had to scrape ice this morning.
What's termination dust?
Termination dust is a.k.a. snow on the tops of the mountains, and it slowly works its way down, and you can just feel winter coming. They call it termination dust because it's the termination of summer.
So y'all don't really get a fall?
That's probably our actual shortest season.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks. Goes from the nice, you know, 50 or 60s and 50s down to about the 40s. Yeah. And then the 30s. And then, yeah, snow's here.
Boo. No.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Well, I know y'all are because, you know, it got over 80 degrees, so y'all almost died.
Hell yeah.
It hit 90. Heck with that.
Dude, that's like every day. Welcome to the South. We have two seasons. I don't think we're going to get a fall. I swear it's going to be like 90, then 40. I'm sorry I'm making all this noise and cough drops. Still got the Ebola. Everybody going to be like, dang, that's going on for a long time. Tell me about it. It won't go away.
So it's been upgraded or downgraded to Ebola from the plaque?
Well, there's a cure for the plague, and Ebola is pretty much fatal, so. Next week, I'll be hosting Show Dead. Welcome back from the dead, Nevermore. We are going into spooky season, though, so I do appreciate a good September, October. Even though we've already set all of our Christmas at work.
Yeah.
They'll start playing Christmas carols the second Halloween's done.
Yep, sounds about normal.
Well, every year I have a game of, because I catch thieves, I take the Christmas carols and make them into new words pertaining to thieves. So every year I come up with new Christmas carols, so it won't be too bad. But if anybody... just is truly obsessed with DV Oink, Walmart does sell a flying pig.
Hell,
and if you've got something against Frosty, they also sell a snowman head. Just the head. You don't get the body. Just the head.
With a carrot in the right place this time.
I have a feeling that pictures are going to show after a good snow of a Frosty original. So Frosty, you should be happy. You're going to be famous because Frozen 2 is in the works.
Ew. I haven't seen the first one.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No.
No. He's like, no. No.
What do you mean you're not going to do it?
Not going to do it.
You are too going to do
not
it.
Not going to do
you
it.
You are going to do it.
Even though I did get sick of the song, Let It Go. I got to where I was walking into work going, let it go. I can't take this shit no more. Let it go.
I was going to say, isn't there another version of that out there somewhere?
Yes, fuck it all. Fuck it all.
That's the one.
So I'm going to give y'all's Nevermore stupidity of the week. And this is actually veteran related. I've told this story to them, but I got re-reminded when my shoplifter showed up at court today, stinking ass drunk at 9 a.m. I will tell you about that, then I'll give you the backstory on it. So it was finally her first appearance because she was too drunk for the first two, so she had failures to appear. And she asked for a court-appointed attorney. It took her 30 minutes to fill out the form while she yelled across the courtroom in the middle of a trial. Hey, I yell with this papers. She finally makes it up there, and the judge is like, I'm going to appoint lawyer so-and-so, who happened to be in the courtroom. So the lawyer gets up, goes and stands beside her. He goes, we're going to do the next court date. And she goes, Your Honor, are you going to give me a lawyer to help give me legal advice? And he goes, he's standing right beside you.
Oh. I just thought he was here to show me to the bathroom.
So I freaking get to thinking about when I first caught this nice lady.
Shoot, you're wasting time.
I shall not waste time with you. I have the phaser, Captain.
We catch her with a purse full of wine. Those little tiny boxes, you know, those little weird tube cardboard shaped things. She had 18 of them in her purse.
Holy shit, how big was her purse?
It was huge and it weighed more than an AR. For real. I caught her stealing something small, and I get in there, and I go to pick up her purse to hand it to her, and I went, ugh, and I was like, and everything in your purse. I'm going to need that back, too. Well, she's in there, and she's trying to drink the stolen wine while she's in there, so I'm having to take all of the wine. Well, my partner's younger. He's 29. Never been a disrespectful little shit to veterans, anything like that. He knows everybody around there. So he was asking her, you know, trying to get her calmed down because she's drunker than Cooter Brown. And I'll tell you the story of where that saying come from. Anyway, she sitting there and he's like, so do you have any daughters in this area? Because he went to school with a lot of people. And she goes, I'm a goddamn veteran. You better show me some fucking respect. And she threw her VA card upside his head. Well, Walmart has this little cute little program where they recognize veterans so that you get this little blue card on your badge. I freaking reach in my back pocket, whip it out, and I say, oh, we go pull that card. We go pull that card. Well, I'm a veteran, and you show some goddamn respect. And she jumped, and she goes, you don't know, it's like PTSD and the VA and the alcohol. And I'm like, you know what your problem is? I don't think you've ever actually been to the VA to get alcohol treatment because now you're stealing it. I used to be somebody. Didn't we all? When the officer gets there, she stands up, she shakes the officer's hand and goes, okay, I'll be leaving now. She was under arrest at that point.
Oh, damn.
So she was leaving.
Yeah, on her own. And this was before she even got freaking, like, you know, handcuffed, anything, but... And we're like, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to go to the VA for that alcohol program now. So me being Nevermore, I said, do you seriously want to go to the VA? Because it's not like if you're that bad, they'll go ahead and admit you and start the detox. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because you can't. She's so bad, I would be scared for her to quit cold turkey. I was like, do you need a ride? We'll arrange a ride. Me and the officer started working together. While we're doing that, this bitch is steadily sneaking across the room to get her bottle of alcohol. Picks it up and tries to leave again. Get back, and I said, look, we found you a ride to the VA. They're going to come get you, and they're going to take you in for detox. She goes, are you still going to charge me? I was like, am I still going to what? Are you still going to charge me? Yes, you're still getting charges. Oh, well, I'm not going to the VA. I was like, you seriously only wanted to go to the VA just so you didn't get charged? And then I got, me and the poor officer got a 20-minute lecture about how the VA is going to do this long program with her and that we don't understand.
Is that a fact?
And blah, 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 blah. And I literally looked at her and said, you act like you know me. Huh? You act like you know me. Like you the only person in this whole fucking world that's ever lived a rough life, huh, lady? And I was like, that's all, folks. Shh, take her to jail. She was so drunk. That they said that when they got to the jail, she fell over, just done. They're like, excuse me, ma'am, we need to search you. And she just went, so she got told today in court she needs to show up at the next court appearance sober. And I said, never going to happen. I ain't never seen her sober. Neither of the police. Yes, it's sad, but you can't take responsibility for your own actions. I mean, obviously, if you can't ever be sober, you've got a problem. And if you have to steal alcohol for your habit, you definitely got a problem. So that's my idiot of the week. Yes, even vets are bad guys too.
Speaking of idiots of the week,
oh, please tell me you have.
I thought you were going to say me.
No, I'm hoping Frosty. I hope Frosty has a dumb airman of the week thing, but we'll see.
I'm sure he does where he works. but
I feel like that's a new segment.
I'm perusing, you know, the media outlets, of course, and who the fuck is this Greta Thunberg, fucking ponytailed looking, what the
16-year-old sophomore from Sweden.
I don't know where the hell she's from. I just see her fucking ugly mug pastoring all over damn social media, and they're thinking that she's some great fucking psychic that says their world's going to end or some bullshit or something or another. No, I just find it funny, though, you know, how the left criticizes, you know, us for criticizing this girl for being an expert. But yet, an 8-year-old, the little mini AOC, who was making fun of a politician, you know, is his humor, got death threats from the left. What the fuck is up with that?
Let's not forget the Christian kids who the Indians were trying to instigate and how they said, doesn't his face just look punchable?
Oh, yeah, because he had a MAGA hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did y'all see, speaking of dumb shit in social media, did y'all see where this lady said that she was walking down a street and a red hat started coming toward her and she immediately got PTSD and that she thinks out of courtesy nobody should wear red hats, even though it didn't have any words on it and it was just a fucking red hat?
Yes. I laughed.
Oh, I've just discussed this before, but there's a new one. She got PTSD on the spot.
Oh, my goodness.
From my hat.
Hate when that happens. She said, I started panicking, couldn't breathe, had nowhere, I couldn't run. And as the hat got closer and closer, I started getting more and more scared for my life. And then when they got close, there wasn't any writing on it. Y'all can't be doing that to us. And I'm like, But back to your kid in social media, the reason they say that we're being so cruel is because she has, I can't say the word, Asperger's disease, disorder, whatever it is, which is a form of autism, the autism spectrum. So now we're picking on a kid who has a handicap. That's not true. Because we wouldn't have known that if she hadn't plastered it all over social media saying you're picking on somebody with this disorder, since I can't fucking say it, y'all shouldn't do that. Like I didn't look at your fucking medical history before I started memeing you. I'm sorry.
Well, and then you got the guy that, you know, was at a college football game who held up a sign saying, you know, send money and need money for beer or some bullshit. I don't know the full story either. I'm just paraphrasing here. And so he raised like over $5,000 or some shit, or even maybe more than that. But it was there at, I think it was Iowa State or someplace like that, where they had the children's hospital right there and everybody turns around and waves. He actually donated the money to the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, because Fox News or somebody aired it. Of course, the other alphabet fucking news media's got a hold of it and decided to search his fucking social media on Twitter or some shit. And he made some kind of, I don't know, derogatory comments back when he was 16. So now they're trying to use that against them. I'm like, come on, fucking people. Really? The guy's doing a good thing and donating the money as, you know, what the fuck? Come on.
I mean, if you're left, you're always right. If you're right, you're never right.
And then the other next question I have is, who's the guy that has fucking tattoos all over his face and why the fuck is he all over social media? And who the fuck is he?
Something 69, but I can't for the love of me figure out his first name. If that she or Fifi, honey, Kiki, she on the 69 like Tekashi, call him Papi, worth it. Apparently he's a mumble rapper. You know, Gucci Mane, blah, 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 poopy brain. Anyway, he got caught and was getting charged. Well, they said if he could spill his guts, they would knock down his sentence some. So he's a rat. Which I find funny because Snoop Dogg goes, I ain't never been a rat, never will be. And, you know, him and Martha Stewart are like besties now. and he's like, and my girl Martha Stewart did her time and never ratted on a soul. Yeah, we real thugs, rat. And I'm sitting there going, Skittle Slice here with the rainbow hair sitting in court with his buck teeth and that 69 on his head. And I'm like,
yeah, so we're going 69 him, all right. Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, he's done. I mean, he's spilled his beans on everybody but Clinton, so I don't know if he'll freaking do any jail time. But like two other mumble rappers are going down. They all got beef. It's something weird, but even though me and freaking Frosty actually can produce better remixes than them, not even trying.
You fucked that all up.
Yeah, I did.
But I don't keep up with that. I can't understand half of what they're saying. You literally, it's like they find a sentence like, I stepped in dog poop, and they make a rap out of it. I stepped in dog poop, boop, 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 boop. I stepped in dog poop, boop, boop, boop. But they say it where you can't understand it. So, I mean, like, that's...
The dog poop.
Top drop, stepped in dog poop. Top drop, don't roll in dog poop. Stepped in poop, poop. See, we're famous. Fuck it. I'm going to be a millionaire.
And for the second cut of the album... We stepped in it now.
Yeah, I don't get paid enough for this, and I didn't even feel like hooking up my microphone just to tell you all that.
Oh, my God. Done stepped in dog poop, poop, poop. Now I stink poop, poop. I don't know.
Come on, Oink, get in there.
I guess
rolled in it now?
He's. Oh, yeah, we can add that too. Oink, rolled in dog poop, poop. He's a pig and shit poop, poop. I hate when Bo gets this episode. Fuck. Welcome to the remix.
Word to your mother.
He's going to be saying that because, damn it, now I got to do another one.
You can just type, you can literally just title our entire track Duty. It's the call of duty. D-O-O. I can't even fucking spell. Oh, God, I'm sleep deprived. This is what happens when the Nevermore has to get up early. So I guess before we run out of time, we're going to let, because poor Frosty can't talk, DV Oink tell you about who is sponsoring us for our last 5 minutes.
Hey, of course we have the great K-Bar Soap Company. There's, you know, plenty of organic options out there, you know, with additional and unnecessary chemicals. But, you know, this company here is all natural options available. K-Bar Soap Company offers soaps that will be presented in the shape of a grenade. That's right, the shape of a grenade. So ditch the bar, grab a grenade. K-Bar Soap Company.
God, and of course,
I'm trying. And I also read it right there on their page. They do have a Facebook page, so check it out. You can order straight from that page as well. And speaking of pages, how about the NFG Vets, our other great sponsor? Check them out. They do great work over there, 501c3. And, or they're trying to become one, I think. Yes. They ever get that approved? Yes. Okay.
They're still working on it.
Still working on it, but hey, you know, they got our support.
He's a one-man band, so, you know, he's doing everything he can. But, you know, he also does things like he donated to a couple of our contests when we were doing giveaways. So he's out there doing for the community, you know, best he can. He may not have swag, and he may not have product, and he may not be a 501c yet, but that don't mean he ain't trying.
That's right. And, hey, word from my mother. Let's go bacon.
Word to your mama, son. Bacon. Speaking of, don't forget that magical little code for 10% off at K-Bar Soap Co. Code word in all caps, frag out. Won't hear it anywhere else. And I guess with that, we'll be right back after our regularly scheduled mandatory break that Bo forces us to take because nobody wants to edit for an hour straight. Oh, God, I'm a poet and I didn't fucking know it. We'll be right back. Only on DV Radio WDVR.
DV Radio.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not a paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DV Radio for your charge.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
I see a little bit of foreskin.
Because this is how it is.
Mmm, yes.
Good thing we didn't say you better tune in. This is one for the record books. You don't want to miss it.
We'll talk quietly amongst ourselves.
This is fucking fantastic.
On DV Radio.
You could listen to one of those other stations, but what would your friends think?
You're tuned in to DV Radio, where the shenanigans never end. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm Nevermore. I still have Frosty, and I still have Oink. And Frosty remembered the mute button. Go, Frosty. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. So, I guess, have you guys seen the articles floating around about how the veteran suicide rate has dropped to, I want to say, was it 17 or 19 now?
Yeah, I saw something about that. I think it said 17. I didn't read the article.
If you read the article, the veteran suicide rate didn't drop. They changed how they counted it the same way they did last year when they said it dropped to 20. The numbers aren't dropping. They're just cheating the system so it looks like they're dropping. You know, the people who $6.5 million campaign for veteran suicide awareness dropped the ball. Yeah. So on that note, frag out.
Frag out.
Every article in the past couple of weeks from Military Times, everywhere else, suicide rate increase. Suicide rate. We lost, three on a carrier?
Yep, three. And one up here at on one of the bases up in this area.
Zoinks! And yes, I know they're active duty, but if active's increasing, you can't tell me that the veteran suicide's decreasing. Sorry, but no. I mean, they said that Air Force active duty is at an all-time high.
Yeah, it was back when we were doing our resiliency day, which was the end of July, or was it August?
So this is what pisses me off. To look good, the VA has changed how they fucking count. Not actually taking into consideration how many fucking die, like you see it on a weekly basis now, committing suicide at a VA. I mean, I don't agree with it because I think it's starting to become glamorized and that's how they feel like that they need to go out. And I think that's wrong. I don't think it should be advertised the way it is because it's the same as mass shootings. When somebody else sees it, they're like, ooh, look at all the attention that person got.
But is it an attention for that? What that, you know, or is it attention to that? Or is that person on his last straw, desperate help? He went there for help. And has nothing else to, you know. And
I know, but I feel like when you scar like 73 people in the waiting room, you're being a little bit of a dick.
Yeah, this is true too. I'm talking like the ones that went out to their car and did it there in a parking lot type thing. You know,
whole point is, as it was counted for the 22, it was only like 27 states.
Yeah,
and they averaged.
They averaged it and it was from the least non-military states at that. They didn't include, like, fucking Texas and some of the other more populated military states.
Exactly. We've always said that the number's probably higher, but, you know, we associate 22 because that's a number that is in everybody's mind, which I don't have a problem with, okay? I have a 22 tattooed on my wrist. It's a in remembrance, whatever. The thing is, to look good, these motherfuckers are changing how they count it just so that the number will keep dropping. 5 years, they're going to say, there's only like 2 veteran suicides a day. Bull fucking shit. Every time that I go in a group, every time that I flip on anything in my Facebook feed where it's an all-military group, I always see, not doing good today, my buddy committed suicide. Not doing today, I just found out a guy from my unit committed suicide. You cannot tell me that it's dropping. And I sincerely wish it was, because how often we all work damn hard. When the cameras aren't rolling, we're not those type, where we're not getting videoed so that you can see what we're doing when we're not doing live streams to brag about ourselves. There are some of us that sit quietly in the background and do good things for veterans without having the fame and recognition. You know, I'm not that person that I only do good things when there's somebody that can record it or I can go brag about it. Almost nightly, I reach out to a veteran somewhere. Complete stranger, could be a buddy. I got a lot of battle buddies. Almost nightly. How is it that it's getting better when it feels like everybody that's truly in the veteran community to alleviate the 22 a day? How is it that we feel like we're fucking losing. Literally, if I tattooed every name of every person that every vet that I've seen in the past 4 years since I've been back into the community heavily, I would have no bare skin. No, I'd be looking like freaking 69, fuckhead.
Somehow, you know, I actually believe that. I seriously do. You know, just talking to, Chris over there on Objective Zero on Barracks Talk, you know, a few weeks ago, it gave praise for his app, because obviously if you haven't checked his app out, by all means, download it. You may not need it, but you can show one of your battle buddies that may actually need that. But just, you know, the thought that they put into that app for the resources, just podcasts, just little things to get them away from that, whatever's driving them to suicide, you know, that thought. And hell, you can reach out to talk to somebody instantly, you know, and that's maybe what you need. So to have that app available, but to actually have those statistics that they were talking about on that show to like you said, you know, Never War, to back it up is ridiculous. To sit there and change now, to change the parameters, to make it look like something that it's not, is total bullshit.
And I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to get through to the VA, especially when you have twat waffles like AOC going, there's nothing wrong with the VA. And I'm like, oh yeah, go get your treatment there. Don't get me wrong, they're not all bad 95% of the time, other than the time that they lost my pops and I got a phone call, we lost your dad. Yeah, that was funny.
It's only funny because I now can put a face to what you're talking about.
But, well, he wandered off. That's what he does. Yeah. But the thing is, they did a lot to help my dad. He went from leading a very miserable, isolated life to enjoying his last 5 years after getting help at the VA. He actually started living. They have good programs.
Yeah, there's definitely some good VAs out there. Like my old man, he went to the one there in Boise, Idaho, and he had nothing but phenomenal praise for those guys that were there. The men and women, not just men, but men and women that were there working. So,
but just like the VA at Raleigh, they showed pictures of patients sleeping on the waiting room floor, waiting to get treatment. Old, old vets curled up on the floor. No blanket, no nothing. So sick, nowhere for them to sit. If you're in a city that you know that your VA cannot handle it, do something fucking about it. I feel like just having one person over the whole VA system is not working. I don't think having, and when you have them to where the director at each VA, that's not working, because you got some good directors, some bad directors. I feel like that there should be somebody who goes in and audits these fuckers. And if there is, they don't do a very good job. I mean, I seriously, stores have secret shoppers where they go in and test the experience. I swear they need a veteran panel. And when they get a bad number, they need to fucking make that, I know it inconveniences vets, shut that shit down and make them fix it. And then you'll have the vet go, well, if they shut it down, I understand that and I get it, but what kind of treatment are you receiving? My pop skipped two VAs that were closer to go to Salisbury because they treated him well, and he wouldn't go to no other. And I'm not saying they're perfect, because 2 years ago, damn VA employee let her child die in the car. She forgot it was in the car and went to work. So none of them are perfect, but whew. Yeah, but veteran suicides are going down, even though they didn't even spend their budget for awareness or nothing. But yeah, I guess we'll end that frag out before we all get depressed.
Most definitely.
Which one of y'all got like trucks or whatever driving by?
That's me. It sounds like a stinking highway out here. That's why I keep muting.
Well, I was just like, we got our own sound effects. Lord.
Yeah, I don't live in Los Anchorage, so, you know, I live in a smaller community, so.
I don't know. I think we should switch to something lighthearted and funny. I'm trying to think of what fucking funny news I've seen this week. Oh, I did see that the Florida man who got arrested for the window sticker that said, I eat ass, was found not guilty, and they kind of owed him an apology.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, Florida man, I swear they're trying to give a competition there.
Well, you know, it's the funny thing is that if that would have went through, wouldn't have that set precedence to anybody that got triggered over a Trump sticker or something else then at that point?
I mean, I've actually seen this with my own two eyes. I've seen people walk the parking lot, you know, going towards the store, and they'll see a Trump sticker and kick the car.
Yep.
And I'm like, why you do that for? That car is going to hurt your foot.
It made me feel better, damn it.
I mean, it's getting to the point where I kind of, like I said, I kind of want to just wear the shit just to trigger people. But then again, I'm going to need bail money if that happens. Let's hope they figured it out, fixed your pay problem there, buddy, because I may need bail money if I decide I'm going to do that.
Yeah, they fixed it all right. They're deducting money now, fuckers.
Assholes.
If I could just talk to one person down there at AFPC or DFAS and get them in a room together and just fucking crack some skulls, I'd feel much better. Probably wouldn't solve a goddamn thing, but I'd feel much better.
Okay, so it's going to be up to Frosty to get me an oink out of jail. Since when did the Marine become the good kid?
No shit. Something's wrong here.
Oh, and he must still have traffic because he's like muted again. Or he forgot where the button is. It's a, oh, now car alarms.
Fire trucks.
So for this week on Frag Out Drag Out, you only have half a Frosty. Just half.
You get a mini Frosty. Only 50 cents at your local Wendy's.
I have the horn in the background. What the heck?
All right, so Frosty, you got any dumb Airman of the Week stories?
Me? I listened to my boss, and that was a dumb mistake this week. Actually, yesterday.
What'd you do?
I was going to say, oink saw the results of what I did. We had to go out and last little bit of paint that we had to do. It's like it's supposed to be nice out.
Oh, I saw that too. Yep.
And I turned around and went out and painted this nice little area, that big H on the airfield. And about 30 minutes later, it opened up and dumped. It rained and rained and rained.
Well, fuck, what about yesterday's weather? Holy bejesus.
That was it. Right before that hit is when I finished painting. Yeah.
Starting to say shit, we had hail up here on base for like 10 minutes straight. It was fucking awesome. Yeah.
It just about washed away all the paint that I put down yesterday morning.
Isn't that like twice? Because you sent a picture. I know it wasn't yesterday. Wasn't it before that?
Oh, that one actually survived because we had nobody actually touched it. But yeah, that's the second time I got bit this summer.
Don't like the weather in Alaska? Just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like it went from clear skies to dumping.
Well, it's like that meme going around in North Carolina. Where's fall? I had to go pick up summer. It's drunk again.
No, today was my last day over there on this side of the game. So
well,
had our little going away.
I would like to say, I don't know how much time we have, but guys, if there's some, I know that we've got listeners, a few, you know, and I know that the people are actually listening to the podcast. Take 10 minutes of your day and let us know what you want to hear. I mean, we can keep making up topics. I know our frag out wasn't like, you know, epic, like as in Frosty's, but I suddenly am trying to get the hiccup, so that's going to be a good show.
Drinking.
I ain't even drinking.
Too much bourbon.
Too much bourbon.
Show me some fucking respect. Oh, God.
Well, there's the title for this week's episode.
Show me some fucking not respect, respect.
Respect.
Oh, if y'all haven't figured out, all of our graphics and titles and descriptions, we let the Marine do. I have yet to figure out why the two airmen are making the Marine do the intellectual part, but hey, whatever floats your boat, right?
Because it goes out and it's like, I wait, nothing. Well, if they're not going to do something, then my turn.
I figured it out. It's those secret creative juices they put in the crayons.
Really?
We didn't eat enough. Oh, shit. But, hey, I did receive a message, a personal message, letting you know nevermore that a group of seamen can be called a division, a shop, or shipmates. Just so you know. So we do actually have listeners out there that listen to the podcast when available, which, by the way, is published to Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, WhatPods, and many other podcast streaming services. Go directly to YouTube the same day. They're on DV Radio. Hey, WDVR.
You could also find our remix.
Yeah. Frosty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what more can we say?
I'm better at visual alerts than talking on the radio.
Yeah, you're good on the radio, but I gotta say you missed your calling with graphics designs, bro. And if we were rich, where you could like get into the paid stuff and the not copyright, you'd be having a good old time. But I do know that I have seen a couple of things coming for Halloween, and it's going to be great. It's kind of trippy though. I looked at it and I was like, my face is gone. Who took my face, man?
Somebody stole my face.
And he replaced my face. He took my face, man, and he replaced it.
I melted it off.
The Raven is all the same. Oh, great. There's going to be the next graphic. Raven, the little raven in a puddle of goo. I'm melting, melting. What a world, ooh. What a world.
Now I'm going to have to change the hat.
I am the Wicked Witch, though. Yeah, you could give me a little pointy hat. Put on some ruby slippers, I guess.
We'll put Oink in the ruby slippers.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
In my Hawaiian like shirt. Little... I'm sure they go great together.
Hey, I like the fact that your skin tone now matches. You no longer have white arms and a pink face. I don't know how people haven't noticed that besides us.
Oh, shit.
But is that's literally how polite, the graphics
not
work.
Saying he'll, something.
He'll be like, so what do you guys think of this? And we're just like, and we'll put out one word. And he'll be like, well, that's helpful. I don't know. You do it. And then he's like, what do y'all think? Like, we can complain. We did nothing. Fucking nothing. Didn't help. No ideas. Not a damn thing. And we're like, yeah, we're not gonna bitch, bro. I don't know why you keep asking us.
I want some ideas. You guys throw something out and
you could pour old Oink like one of them French girls, and we would just be like, well, make sure you put X's over the boobies and cover up his wanky, because put it out there. We don't care.
That's right.
Add it to my list of things to do to Oink.
Leave my pigtail alone, goddammit.
Piggy butt.
So and I got a Fred Flintstone Oink, a French girl Oink.
Jesus. Oh, God. And he's actually taking notes, y'all.
He probably is, knowing him. Yep.
Somebody has to, because I'm going to get asked here in a couple of days. So what do we have for this show? It's like, oh, crap. I don't remember. That was 2 weeks ago.
I'm pretty sure we said Oink had to do that, but I think Oink forgets to take notes. So poor old Frosty. Yeah. And so basically, we show up and talk, and Frosty does all the work.
His paycheck reflects it too, people. Trust us. he gets three times as much as we do.
Oink and I get 000.00 and he gets 000.00000000000.
That's right.
Now, we do get sponsored, so we do bring in a little loot, but we choose to give it all to DV Radio because we are working towards none of those commercials. I don't know what commercial they're on to now, but I'm just going to bring my flashlight with the dead batteries. I'm never getting over that fucking commercial, y'all. I'm bringing up every fucking show because I can never get over it.
Hello, Go-Go. Or, this is Mario Andretti. Fucking God damn it, Mario!
Well, what's the other one? There's another one about posting mean things about people on social media.
Well, we don't listen to that one very much, do we?
No.
You're super ugly.
That's the one.
Yep, yep.
What did I tell you about calling Frosty ugly?
But it's the truth.
So it doesn't hurt.
I thought snowmen were cute.
Not this one.
Hot mess snowman. Poor Frosty. Actually, I got to give him props, though. He puts up with our lack of brilliant ideas and somehow manages to be creative, and it'll pop up, and I'm like, hey, that's pretty good. Too bad a week, and I suck and didn't help. Half the time when Bo asks for a show description, though, I'm at work, and I'm like, I'm watching a lady steal right now. I don't know anything about – I don't even my worst part is I don't remember what I recorded for that week, so I don't fucking know what the show's about any damn way.
That makes two of us. I mean, I'd be at work, but my memory's as long as my pecker. I'm telling you, short as fuck. So,
well, we can cheat. If we forget, we just send it to Frosty. Bless his heart, he has to listen to it. Even though he sat through it the first time, he's got to listen to it. And then he listens to it again that Friday. And he's probably bored and listens to it on podcast.
Well, no, because the shows that are happening on Friday, we get sound effects.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, Bo does a great job with those.
I get to see what kind of magic he worked to make us look brilliant.
I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, it's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, it's on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. Not today.
Oh, my God. Poor
well,
Bo.
I guess we should let you do more intros back into the show because that was a hit. And I was so tired, too. So all you get is hook in mine. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is like the lamest rap ever.
I'm just sitting on the sidelines.
I still say we put out better rap than 95% of the new age rappers. Just going to put that out there. Then again, I don't listen to it because I don't give a fuck. So I guess while we're sitting here talking about music, hey, assholes in the audience, what kind of music do y'all actually listen to? Just tell us and maybe we'll tell you some of our favorite songs and review an album or something. Korn just released an album.
Yeah.
I mean, it's typical Korn, but it's pretty damn good.
I think I just released some Korn.
No, a different release. Different release.
Exterminate.
Back to the duty, duty, duty everywhere.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a
Oh my god!
This show.
I gotta stop. I have got to stop. I've like turned every what little bit of rap I know into fucking duty, literally.
Duty.
And at some point during the show, I yelled Wu-Tang Clan forever. So, you know.
Now we should see if you can turn it into a country hit for this week.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We didn't lose a dog. We didn't lose a wife. We didn't lose a house. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, that's true. Trains or trucks or mama or getting out of jail.
Or mama getting out of jail drinking beer, riding a train. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where the train rode her.
Whoa! Nobody does a train on my mama. No, wait a minute.
I had to, y'all.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Sorry, I had to mute and hack up along there. I'm trying to think of a country song where I can insert the word duty and nothing is coming up. I need a song, folks, that where you can change the words to duty, not D-T-Y.
That Gretchen Wilson one, but I'm drawing a blank on the name of it off the top of my head.
Insert cricket sounds here.
I listen to heavy metal, so I'm not sure. I know old country, but I mean, I don't think there's a duty in my beer instead of a tear in my beer is going to work out so good.
Oh, I know which one was. Here for the Potty.
Yes, she is here for the potty.
Oh, Lord.
P.O.
Port a shitter episode.
Can't make fun of my girl Gretchen, though. She's from Illinois, too. She's as fucked up as I am.
And more crickets, because, you know, I started reading Facebook. I shouldn't do that. Let me turn that off so I can actually think here. Let's see. I think since we're about out of time, Oink, do you have any final last thoughts? Or any thoughts?
Oh, final last thoughts for myself. Again, I am plugging Objective Zero and their wonderful app. If you have not downloaded, please do so. If not for yourself, for a battle buddy of yours. Once you show it to them, I'm sure if they ever need help, want to seek help, it's one of the ways. It's just at the touch of their fingers. Everybody knows they carry their damn cell phones in their pocket nowadays with them everywhere. So by all means, download the Objective Zero app, and as always, stay safe. Keep looking out for one another, fuckers. Yes, we still left the recoil.
We saw we recoil. Frosty!
Yeah. Nothing witty this week again. Darn it. So, just take care of each other.
That's it.
I ain't got much.
Well, I'm going to say, you know, with the zuckening, kind of like the fuckening, please, if you can, please support the DV Farm. The zuckening happening. The zuckening, whichever one you want to call it. The term dysfunctional is not going to be allowed back on the fucking Facebook. It has triggered too many snowflake vets, and it is just, I don't know, it's just a fucking word. But they need all the help they can get. I've been to the farm. I know what it's like. It's really awesome. I've seen how the program works. I've gotten to see the guys. I've actually seen one who, I've used the word graduated. I don't know what they call it. But he's thriving. He's doing really well. Best he's ever felt. It teaches them how to be in society again, sober. If you think that dysfunctional veterans is out there to just make a bad name for veterans, then you obviously don't know fucking shit and has never put 2 cents in on anything. Get off the fucking bandwagon. Scarecrow, get a brain and learn to think for yourself. And with that, we are going to say peace out. Be safe, fuckers. Yes, we stole that from Recoil, as Oink said. And we'll see you on the next Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio WDVR.
Bye. Love you, bitches.
Bye.
Lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
But it wasn't a dream. It was a place. Doesn't anybody believe me? There's no place like home.
That's all, folks.
DV Radio.